Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Allie Corman-Kentrieve here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Thursday, April 25th, where we did see a recovery after a sharp sell-off at the open, sparked by more hot inflation data. And we've got more high-profile earnings reports out after the close, which we will check in on. But Ken, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, it looks like good news from Microsoft and Alphabet after the close. We'll touch on that a little bit later, but really nice recovery for the NASDAQ today after being down 2.3% intraday. I want to take a look at three stocks as usual. First one will be Southern Copper, SCCO. Also want to take a look at, his restaurant group is super strong, so let's take a look at Sweetgreen, ticker SG, and then finally Blue Owl Capital, an asset manager. Pretty strong performing group right now.
Yeah, it definitely is. Okay, well, we'll get to those three stocks. But first, let's take a look at the major indexes. The NASDAQ today down 0.6% by session's close. The S&P 500 also recovering off lows today, down less than 0.5%. The Dow today down about 1%, also recovering some and getting back above that 38,000 level after dipping below it intraday, and the Russell 2000 down about 0.75% by the close, also off lows. So Ken, your thoughts? I mean, Meta kind of was a bomb dropped on the market. Then you have this hot inflation data. So we did recover off lows. What's your updated take on the market action?
Allie, are you asking me to make sense of today's session? I think you are.
Exactly. Anyway, yeah, there's lots of cross currents right now.
You know, futures were poised for a lower open because of this sell-off in Meta platforms. The bottom line growth was strong. The top line growth was strong, but they guided capital expenditures this year much higher than previously forecast. Revenue guidance for Q2 was a little bit light. So we were under pressure already. And then the first estimate to first quarter gross domestic product came out that not only showed, you know, 1.6% growth, which was much lower than the 2.4% consensus, but the inflation component, core PCE on a year-over-year basis was 3.7%, and that was higher than 3.4%. So you have like slowing growth and rising inflation. That's not a good mix. So, you know, the market worsened after that, but NASDAQ was down 2.3% intraday. And then you had just, you know, really a lot of strength in AI stocks because Meta was talking about a big increase in artificial spending in artificial intelligence. And so you get, you know, NVIDIA that rose on the day, Arista Networks, which is a big supplier, not only to Meta, but also to Microsoft. So you had some AI strength below the surface and ended up being not so bad a day.
Yeah. You know, typically when you get all this negative news and a reversal or a really nice close off lows, that can be a positive sign. But, you know, we are underneath some key moving averages. We've seen some heavy volume selling. We have this rally attempt, though. So I guess we have to be cautious, but open for anything at this point, Ken.
Depending on
what happens in tomorrow's session.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm just looking at the Qs right now. NASDAQ 100 futures up 1%, but that's, you know, because we're getting a good response to Microsoft and Alphabet earnings. So we'll see what the open looks like tomorrow. But you know, even if we do get a rally, we are still early in the rally attempt here. And the, you know, if we go back to the NASDAQ composite, you can see it's still, you know, stuck below some moving averages here. Just yesterday, the NASDAQ tried to rally, got turned away at some of the short-term moving averages. So there is some overhead supply to work through here. And I would still look at the NASDAQ as challenged. But, you know, it looks like, again, strong earnings after the close could give us an early lift tomorrow.
Yeah. And one signal that we look at, Ken, is a follow-through day. That's a notable gain in increasing volume in a rally attempt. And we also look at the 21 day. So in terms of where the indexes are, the key indexes are in terms of their 21 day, the NASDAQ right now, after today's close, 1.7% below the 21 day. And then the S&P 500 is less than 1% below the 21-day line. And then the 50-day would be another key hurdle here. But just to give folks a frame of reference for where we are at versus those moving averages. But you're right, you know, we could have a strong start tomorrow and get rejected again. So there's so many different scenarios that could unfold here.
It's a very difficult market. When we were on yesterday, I was just talking about the really bad break for the market last week. There was a lot of institutional selling, and when you see, you know, a downdraft like we saw last week, not only for the S&P 500 but for the Nasdaq as well, it usually takes some time to resolve itself and sort itself out. So, you know, again, tomorrow, I think today was the fourth day of a rally attempt. So tomorrow will be day five. I know the stock market bulls are going to want to see a, you know, a nice 1.5-2% gain, and they want to see a big Russian trading volume. That's one scenario, but a lot of different things could happen tomorrow. So you don't want to jump the gun and be too aggressive, you know, piling into stocks, but definitely want to watch the action tomorrow and see if these strong aftermarket gains can hold.
Right. And the Nasdaq is about 1.6% below its 10-week line. Just another frame of reference for folks. Let's take a look at the 10-year Treasury yield, Ken, reversing higher on the week. And today we did finally get that breakout of that little handle area we've been keeping an eye on. No surprise, given that hot inflation data.
Yeah, that was you know, a 5-month high for the 10-year yield, and normally, you know, rising interest rates is not good for the stock market. So this is still a formidable, you know, headwind to pay attention to here. So, you know, the fact that the bond yields you know, rose again today, but stocks were able to, you know, climb off lows, that's a positive. But a rising interest rate environment in the past, it typically hasn't been, you know, good for stocks. And this whole, you know, higher for longer scenario really seems to be gaining even more, you know, traction now. That's why you have this 10-year yield stubbornly, you know, near highs, up over 4.7%. It's not likely that the Fed is going to be cutting rates anytime soon. You know, so that's another, just a lot of uncertainty that the market is trying to deal with, still, you know, sorting out if it's going to be a hard landing for the economy, if it's going to be a soft landing. I think, you know, the market's recent action, I think there's some concerns that, you know, the economy could hit a rough patch in the second half. So again, we just got to continue to monitor, you know, institutional buying and selling in the indexes, and had a positive session today, and we'll, you know, if we get a good heavy volume pop tomorrow, that'll be a good sign.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's pivotal. So we're going to be watching very closely as to what happens there at the beginning of the day, and more importantly, by the close. So could be some interesting things to talk about tomorrow afternoon. Let's go to XLB, because the materials sector, one you're watching, Ken.
Yeah, most definitely. It's, you know, we're still trying to decide, is money really going to rotate out of technology stocks here and go into other areas of the market, or are tech stocks still going to show some life here? So, you know, this is one of the top performing sectors, in fact, the top performing sector in the S&P 500 today. So you've got stocks like Freeport McMoRan, a top weighting in this fund, you know, Freeport, a copper producer that is showing, you know, good technical strength here. Nice rally today. And also Martin Marietta MLM, another top holding in this ETF, showing great support here at the 50-day moving average. So seeing some, you know, plenty of nice setups in XLB, and, you know, one stock that we're going to talk about in a little bit, another copper producer that's looking pretty good.
Yes, we're going to get there momentarily. But first, let's touch on XLE today, up about 0.5%. So we got a strong couple of months, you know, from January to early April, a little bit of a pullback, and now we're bouncing.
Yeah, this is another ETF, probably the second best performing sector in the S&P 500 today. And really, you know, seeing a lot of money flowing into oil and gas stocks here. So we have Weatherford on the leaderboard, which had a really nice earnings report yesterday. So, you know, seeing a lot of outperformance in the oil and gas space, I think it's still a sector that people should be looking at closely.
Okay, and now let's go to Southern Copper. Speaking of the materials group, a really nice breakout that came in early March. And now we're getting support at the 21-day line after an explosive move in March and April.
Yeah, that explosive move came in very, very heavy volume. So this is just the kind of setup that I like to see. You get a heavy volume breakout. It ran up to 120. It's been a fairly orderly pullback. I mean, we've seen a lot of damage in the stock market in recent days among leading stocks kind of crashing through support levels. Southern Copper here is just testing the 21-day line, which is a shorter term support level. And then if I look at the week. Weekly chart. This is really just a classic pullback taking shape here. 2 weeks in a row where the stock looks like it's going to close lower, but maybe closing off lows both of these weeks, and maybe it'll test that 10-week moving average, or it'll just form a flat base up here. But I think another name that you could see an alternate entry, a good one for the watch list. Just want to give it a little more time here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next on the list, let's take a look at SG. This is Sweetgreen. We had earnings coming out last night from Chipotle that were favorable. Kava's been looking interesting. I know that's a stock you've traded previously, Ken. And now here's another restaurant stock worth watching, and that is Sweetgreen. This restaurant group is number 10 out of 197.
Yeah, I mean, this is broad-based strength in restaurants. And again, this is another counterintuitive sort of thing about the stock market. If there's a lot of worries about the economy and inflation and maybe a slowdown in the jobs market or a slowdown in consumer spending, why are all these restaurant stocks acting so well, right? There's just a lot of them, not only with good fundamentals, but you mentioned Chipotle's earnings report was a nice mover in the stock market today. There's a restaurant showing great relative strength, but Sweetgreen is still in the early stages of expansion. A Los Angeles-based company, not making money yet, but again, they're expanding. What they do have is the top line growth. I mean, pretty impressive top line growth in recent quarters, consistent. So I think good solid test of the 10-week moving average here in a confirmed uptrend in a good bull market. I think the stock would be actionable. Again, just the market, overall market health right now, a little bit suspect. So it's kind of watching from the sidelines, but, again, following a stock that was up in very, very huge volume when it broke out, and it's been pulling back in light volume, just what you want to see.
Mm-hmm. All right. And now let's take a look at OWL. This is Blue Owl Capital. Finding support at its 10-week line and a relative strength line that's been holding up very nicely for many months.
Yeah, so many stocks in nice uptrends here, finding support. What I like about Blue Owl Capital, obviously, is the fundamentals. This is an asset manager. I think they have $165 billion in assets. They also do some middle market lending, but you can see just good top line, bottom line growth, earnings and sales are there, and it's got really nice estimates for this year and next year that have been kind of revised higher. So good growth story here. Bunch of asset managers are reporting earnings next week, so that's just one thing to keep an eye on. But it'll be a busy week for asset manager earnings, and this one is acting well and like the fundamental story here.
All right. Well, that's a nice look at three watch list stocks, Ken. Let's get into your take on the early reactions for Microsoft and Google. Here's a look at MSFT, up about 4.4% or so, maybe a little bit more. The guidance may not come out for another couple of hours, but the early reaction here is positive.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at the numbers yet, but obviously people looking at Microsoft's Azure, cloud segment, and a good initial response to earnings. But you can see, I mean, this is a stock that broke through the 50-day moving average. It had been rallying back. Tough day today, but rallied back with the market. So some technical damage done to Microsoft. We'll see how it opens tomorrow. But again, a stock that could have some problems at the 50-day moving average. Will there be enough buying volume to really, to really shoot this thing higher?
Exactly. Yeah. That's going to be key. Can it get above those moving averages? Will it get rejected? It's going to be a pivotal day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at Google. This one's a little bit more clear cut here, Ken, because Google has held up really well versus the other Magnificent Seven names, finding support at its 21-day line in a couple of recent sessions, including today, and shooting higher after the close on earnings, up about 12% right now. Of course, after hours action doesn't necessarily always translate to the following regular session, but this is very positive here for Alphabet.
Yeah, you can see, revenue growth has been accelerating in recent quarters. We don't have the Q1 numbers in there yet, but the rate of revenue growth has been picking up. Good earnings increases here. And you mentioned, a pretty good technical setup headed into the report. Kind of fell below the 21-day line today, rallied back above it, was kind of still in the early stages of trying to, break out here. So this looks like it's going to be a breakaway gap tomorrow. Which would be very, very bullish for Alphabet. So another stock that's going to be important to watch at the open.
Yes, it absolutely will be, because there was a stock that we were watching that had a really nice initial pop on earnings, and then it started fading by the end of the day. It was an AI play, Ken. We're playing a little quiz game here.
Arista Networks.
Was it? No, it was something that reported this week. And I'm going to try to think of it. But at any rate, I know Spotify, this one was the following day. It kind of slid back down, but it was something that looked kind of like this, where it had a pullback and then it tried bouncing up. I'm trying to think of it still, but at any rate.
I wish I could help you out.
Yeah, yeah. All that to say, even if you get a strong gap open on earnings, doesn't mean you're going to finish at the top of the range. You could see those stocks come in. So anything can happen. We'll just have to see what happens with Google and Microsoft. We'll keep an open mind for the positive scenarios that could unfold and for the trouble that potentially could unfold as well. So we'll be ready for anything. Thanks so much, Ken, for your analysis today. And thanks everyone so much for tuning in. A couple of announcements for you as we wrap. First up, we have hedge fund manager Jim Roepel returning to IAB Live tomorrow morning. So definitely make sure you tune in, investors.com/IABDLive, for the details on that. And then at 10 a.m. Eastern, you can check me out on Fox Business, appearing on Varney & Co. Looking forward to rejoining the Varney team to share IABD's take on the early market action tomorrow. So we'll see you there. And then also we'll see you after the bell tomorrow for our Friday Stock Market Today with Mike Webster. See you then. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.